My character is Nick Beeman. He grew up in Minnesota, and at the age of 12 moved to Red Hook, New York, and he was always a football player. Ended up playing college football at Syracuse and was about to be drafted in the first round when he got struck by lightning in a football game. You know, some girls can just turn it on, and some girls are just, you know, they're just natural, and she's got it. I mean, she's able to just be, like, right there. And she's definitely one of them, and it makes it a lot easier. Whether it's a funny scene or it's a scene that, you know, you have to be a little bit, you know, it's one of those scenes where it's sort of pivotal to the movie, and it's not so, it's more of the romantic part rather than the comedic part. She can do them both. And she's good. She's very good. We really hit it off in the beginning. It really seems like it's almost like love at first sight. I mean, it's going that well. And then something happens, and she doesn't want to talk to me again. So then it's about trying to get her back. He doesn't know why. So, you know, a lot of it is about trying to figure out what happened. What I thought everything was perfect, and then all of a sudden it wasn't, and what's going on. And then he finds out why, and then he finds out he's competing with all these other guys, and he doesn't know why he's doing that either. So it's pretty chaotic. I would say Nick and Beth have the same outlook on life. Both of them are very driven in their given professions, and neither one of them is really looking for anything steady. I mean, you know, and it's one of those things, I guess, you know, you usually find it when you're not looking for it, and this is kind of what happens here. I love doing the stuff that's silly. It actually drives Mark crazy, the director crazy, because I'm always trying to make him more goofy and more silly, and he's always like, no, 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 you're the straight guy in this movie. So I'm like, okay, so we've created a happy medium there. But, you know, I think that they've been, you know, they've allowed me to do a lot of things, you know, physically that I wasn't allowed to do before.